News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Really interesting research out this morning. Nearly a third of young children have seen material online that has upset them. And this is according to data released today by the Children's Online Safety, Cyber Safe Ireland. And for more on this, we're joined on the line now by the CEO of Cyber Safe Ireland, Alex Cooney. Alex, nearly a third of children have witnessed or seen this material. They're quite worrying stats.
Yeah, it is a significant number. And I think what it says to us is that we've got to prepare kids better for their online journeys. We need to ensure that parents are talking to their children, that we're talking to kids in schools. We need to be doing so much more.
Like, for instance, what do you mean by so much more? What can we do?
So if you think about any other aspect of life, we prepare our children. We prepare them to cross the road. We prepare them around water safety or to be safe in the kitchen, you know, around knives or gas. We've got to prepare our kids in the same way for their online journeys. That means talking to them. That means setting some good ground rules, putting them in place. Sticking to them consistently, keeping an eye on what our kids are doing. Because, you know, we're not going to be able to monitor them 24 hours a day. Mm. They could be in friends' houses, they could be somewhere else. So it's important that we're having conversations with them about what they're seeing and doing online. And this is why today, Safer Internet Day, we really wanted to call on the new government, whatever form that takes, to really prioritise these issues, to make sure that there are public awareness campaigns to support parents to parent on this, to provide digital literacy in schools so that every child benefits from a good education and is using good critical thinking skills and applying them online.
Just when you talk about those sort of measures, I mean, are you talking about actually introducing some sort of an educational model in school?
Yeah, a curriculum in schools.
Media curriculum?
It's a digital literacy curriculum. So, well, there's that on the one hand. So we're preparing kids to have these critical thinking skills online. So they're really challenging the content they're coming across. They understand the concept of advertising. They understand that people might not be always be who they say they are, and so on. But we also need to ensure that we're having conversations in schools about things like consent and boundaries and porn, because there's no question that children are coming across content from a very young age that isn't appropriate for their age.
There's certainly changes being made in terms of that ORSE module, but you're saying, Alex, it should go even further in terms of this digital literacy curriculum as well.
Absolutely. We need to implement those changes.
Can I just ask you about the other point you made on a public campaign? I mean, what sort of extent of a public campaign are you talking about? Like something like
road safety.
As far even as that, yes.
Yeah,
road safety,
I mean,
smoking.
We need to really invest in this. You know, we spend about $3.5 million on road safety campaigns a year. And we need to make sure that we're investing that kind of those kinds of resources into empowering and protecting our children online. And we can do that by supporting parents as well. We need to guide parents on how to parent on this effectively. We need to be doing a lot more in a much more sustained way. And actually, we've got a joint press conference this morning with Spun Out and ISPCC and Barnardo's to call on the government to implement these measures as priority issues as soon as possible.
Okay, we'll leave it there. CEO of Cyber Safe Ireland, Alex Cooney, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme.